This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, yes. Would you look at that? Would you look at that? It's 4 p.m. on a Thursday. Ah, that must mean it's time for Johnny and Inel live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, that is right. Hey, we're back. Back with a bang.
It's been another 7 days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We did a show on Thursday. Had not much to do on the weekend. We're back in on Thursday doing another show because we've got nothing else to do. Yeah,
hey, don't, remix. Don't make the ministers feel as if we're just sitting there waiting for the counting the days to come. It's nearly Thursday.
Oh, no, let's get honest. Let's paint a picture of our lives. When the microphones go down at 6 p.m. on a Thursday, we get our sleeping bags out and we settle in for a week.
The mics go down, Johnny the smiles.
Absolutely. All the other FUBAR shows happen around us. They really do.
Don't be too loud, Johnny. Sleeping up here.
Guys, you couldn't quiet down, could you? Hey, it's Friday night. You know this is my sleep night. We are back. Ooh. Back with a bang. If we're going to do that, we have sound effects.
I had to do it myself. I didn't see you reaching.
I wasn't ready. So, yeah, shout out to everyone listening out there. Cheers for all that. In case you don't know, because we do have new people who are listening to the show, I'm Johnny Cochran. Mr. Loverman. Johnny.
Yep, and I'm Inel. Tomlinson.
And that's great. So We move on to the rest of the show.
Now I've embraced it, so it's good. sometimes I have down days, but you know, today it's up. It's fine.
Down days.
I hear that melody play, and then it just reminds me of a few things. But today, no, it's fine.
I have images of you singing songs like in The Little Mermaid. I want to go where the people are. I want to be going out with someone. Being in one of those, what do you call them, relationships.
Please.
No, that would be a good little, that'd be a good little musical.
That's nice,
thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, nice little parody.
I've been told, by the way, by people listening to the show, they really enjoy those little...
Of course they enjoy them. Because someone always comes up trumps on them and someone else doesn't.
So. It's not, that's not what we do it for. That's not what I do it for.
Oh, is it not?
It's for the audience. That's all, that's what I live for, the audience.
You don't feel like shaking it up then and changing it around? No?
Do you know what? Repetition is the key to this, guy. People, I don't want to shake people's lives up. I don't.
They can't handle it. They can't handle change.
They've got too much going on in their lives. You know what I mean? Oh, the train's been cancelled. Now I've got new sound clips. What's meant to be happening? You know what I mean? This is what, people wouldn't be going into work.
People are going to be writing in. It's like, what's this about? I'm now being a lover man.
Exactly.
It doesn't work.
I don't know whether to put the bins out on a Wednesday anymore. Society's falling apart. So that's good. Cheers for tuning in, everyone.
Yeah, hello.
In case you don't know, this is quite an interactive show, isn't it, Inel?
Oh, we love interaction, man. Not just between me and Johnny, but with you guys listening as well. Don't just listen, just sit there. Yeah. Get inspired. Send us a little email in, innit?
Yeah, absolutely. Get in touch, guys. So much so I'm going to take my hoodie off.
Oh, what's this new t-shirt as well underneath?
It's a Bob Marley t-shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Show it off.
Yeah,
mate.
I know.
Got the guns out.
I know.
Watch out. Bang, bang.
Absolutely. How'd you get these through security? But we do like hearing from people. So if you do want to get in touch with the show today, we will give you a recaps on it. But in general, email into Johnny and Inel at FUBARradio.com. We want to hear from you.
Yep, it's really easy. And you can also send us some tweets if you can't think of anything long to say and you just want some nice feedback to send to us. Then you can tweet us as well at FUBARradio or at Johnny and Inel.
Absolutely. Quality stuff. So what we got coming up on the show then, Inel? Might as well let them know.
Well,
We're going to be talking about what's been trending, Johnny. There's been lots trending this week, so we're going to be talking about what's been going on, what's been happening, what people been talking about.
Absolutely, and there's been a few funny stories this week which have had people's chins wagging. That's what we're going to be doing, and you guys can enjoy that. But no, we're not done there. We're not done there. This week we have a sensational special guest.
You what? We got a special guest this week.
Absolutely. We were lucky enough to have a little chat with this gentleman up in Edinburgh when we were doing that podcast thing. But we are going to be joined by the one and only sensationally, wickedly talented Spencer Jones.
Oh, yes.
If you don't know who Spencer is, you've got to sort your life out, reprioritise things. He's actually just a hysterical guy. Really, really funny. Oh, certainly, yeah. In terms of comedy, there's not many people I could even think of it would be better to watch. He's fantastic. So we're going to get joined by him on the show, which is fantastic.
Oh, but not just that. We also got our infamous Lend an Ear section.
Lend an Ear.
That's right. It's the part of the show where you guys send in your problems, your predicaments, and your mishaps that are happening in your lives. And me and Johnny, we send you to give you the best advice you're guaranteed to hear anywhere.
Yeah, it's barely even advice. It's just what you should do.
Just follow this.
It's just math. Basically, this is okay. Here's your problem. Here's 2 + 2. The answer's 4. Bang! Boom. It's happened. There it's happened. Go. That's what you do. Stop messing around. Basically,
do you know what? There's people listening right now, Johnny, and they got some serious issues and some serious problems, and they're like, "Nah, Johnny and I know I can't solve that."
Yeah, and that's what my problem is with these people. Yeah. You know, don't put limits on us. Hey, stop living in your own cages, caging your mind, but do not cage us. That's the worst thing you could do.
Yeah.
Give us a chance to solve your problems for you, okay? Because it helps me sleep at night.
That's right.
Send your problems in to Johnny and Inel at foobarradio.com. No problem is too big or too small. Some of them will be too big and too small, but never too big, you know. But
the majority of them would be crazy as well.
Yeah, so. One thing we can guarantee is they're probably not going to be as mental as some of the things we've heard. So get them sent in to us. After that as well, we do have our blast from the heart section. That's where we take a buzzword, we talk about what that buzzword means to us, some stories related to it, and then we play songs that are in turn related to those stories.
Mm. And today's buzzword is fighting.
Fighting.
Fight
Hadouken. So fighting is the buzzword. So if you have any stories related to fighting, send them in. That's the buzzword this week. Every week we say it, don't we? We got a spoilers on screen section.
Oh, yes.
Where we're going to be talking about Making a Murderer. There is more Walking Dead. There's been a few other things.
Better Call Saul as well. Season 2 is out.
It's back, isn't it?
It's back.
I started watching that People versus O.J. Simpson as well, which was quite good actually.
I watched the first half of it and then I fell asleep. I didn't want to fall asleep. It wasn't boring. I was just tired, but I want to get back into it because it looked really good.
It's weird because like obviously that happened in our lifetimes, you know, and like in Britain, I don't think we really got a big enough scale of what everything that happened, but it was mental. And now, in that kind of vein of the Making a Murderer kind of true crime thing, they're really just going into it. It's a bit weird seeing Ross from Friends bopping around as one of the Kardashians.
I know, it's this all-star cast. It jars me a little bit, but I mean, I did enjoy what I saw so far.
Yeah, it is decent. It is decent. But, well, I mean, that show seems fit to burst. However, we do have some more stuff right now.
What more to fit? But the special guest, trending, buzzwords.
I know, you're not seeing any more room, but we have to find time for the biggest bangers.
Fangers.
Thumpers.
Dumpers.
Bumpers.
Yeah.
Bingers and zingers.
Oh, that's a new one. Bingers.
Bingers,
I'll write it down.
Wingers as well.
Bingers and wingers, yeah?
Bingers and wingers.
That sounds like something you order at a kebab shop.
Yeah, or KFC. Yeah, yeah. I'll have the winger meal, please. Give me a couple of them bingers as well.
You got any bingers and wingers left, mate?
Absolutely. Bangers, thumpers, wingers, zingers. And we might as well fire straight into it because our show's absolutely packed today. So let's crack on with our first wonderful little tune. Now, this song kind of came back into my life recently because I dug up a CD that a friend of the show made for me like years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's by Foreign Exchange. It's absolutely quality.
I love Foreign Exchange.
Yeah, it is brilliant, and this song is spectacular. It's called All That You Are. Here it comes.
Check it out. I want you to feel me, baby. I want you to understand me, baby. This is it, yo. No bullshit. No jokes, no games. This is it, yo, for real. I see it happening, man. It's about to go down. For all of us. For real. I see you swinging. I see you not into it. It's about to go down, Price. Word up, man. We almost home. We almost at the finish line, niggas. Feel good, don't it? Oh. Yo. And it's over. I can go home and chill. Feel it. Yo. It's a long process from bar 1 to bar 16 and writing in my notebook from morning to evening, but my fam still not believing. In my bed late at night with my eyes closed off and dreaming and zoned out.
I'm gone now, fuck it, I'm home now. I rest in the rhythm, I'm a rolling stone now. Making my own way through stone cold days and long nights, but who can feel my sacrifice?
Cause they ain't half as nice and couldn't understand how I feel when I'm on the track, boy, turning a knob switch. Moms keep talking that I'll get a real job shit, and that's the kind of thinking Fonte got a problem with.
Solved it, my blood fam on the bandwagon. Can't believe the man put his plan into action. They rather that I choose a different path for my passion. Couldn't understand, I demand satisfaction.
They say you might be crazy, and sometimes I agree. You and I know that's not all that you are. They say you might be crazy, selfish and proud, oh baby. But you and I know that's not all.
Seeds, I got a seed, Amaya, the love of my life, best believe. Plus I still got love for me, I'm doing this for her and me. Take mics and make currency. Steady worrying, yo, I wish I had a clone of me. Man, this ain't the way it's supposed to be. My daughter's mom wishing she was close to me, holding me, instead she's lonely and loathing.
Complaining that her life's competing with mine, cause I be out of the house for weeks at a time, and she be stuck at home playing housewifey with an attitude. Before we had a kid, we should've had a clue. I fell asleep with this beat on repeat, repetitive loop, life seems to greet me. I'm trying to be a better man, please believe me. Ready and God willing if you ready to teach me.
They say
it
might be crazy, and sometimes I agree. You and I know that's not all that you are. They say you might be crazy, selfish and proud.
Everybody got a way to try to be the man. Some write rhymes, others move kilograms. You ain't trying to play yourself with me neither, man. The cards I was dealt, I can play them with either hand.
I gotta be the plan, put it in motion. A nigga on the grind, I'm proceeding with focus. I know that making my moves ain't a part of your plans, but understand that that ain't all that I am.
I was lost in the trance, woke up, got a call from a man with a studio we bought with a grand. Feel like destiny was in the palm of his hand. Real shit, we can all understand. Check it out.
Presents
the Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
We're going to do a live Valentine's Day call now to a pub called the Valentine. Obviously, they're going to be very, very romantic venue. Here we go.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Sorry, who's that?
Hey, what do you want?
What was your name?
Who's calling, please?
Well, my name's Hugh, but we're from a Valentine's company. I'm just wondering. We've got a message.
He must be really unlucky in love.
That went great. That went really great. Call him back. I want to get back. He doesn't deserve Valentine's at all. That, he was definitely not really in the Valentine's-y spirit, was he?
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That is the Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne. But right now, you're listening to Johnny and Arnell, and we're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, that's right. You're live and loud all the way to 6 p.m. So you got us for a while, guys.
Absolutely. You can't give us back. That's the thing.
Nope.
You've lost a receipt. And we're just hanging around till 6. Like if you've got children and someone comes over after school, but their mum and dad don't pick them up in time. And then you've got to feed them. That's who we are. That's who we are. Ugh. We're here till 6, all right?
Please feed us.
Exactly. Because our mums are late out of work. Good.
We got a couple of tweets here.
Oh, yeah.
We got a tweet from Queen Bee. She sent us a picture of her locked in and listening to Johnny and Arnell Live Aloud. Well done, Queen Bee.
Love that. Nice one, Queen Bee.
Awesome. We got another tweet here from Paul Clark. He says, any chance Arnell could be Mr. Loverman for one show? Yeah. I've got a friend who thinks he's hot.
So. Oh, right. Okay. It's kind of two parts to that question. First thing is no.
Look at this! Mr. Hitler on the decks!
Do not touch the keypad.
We love editorial comment, Paul, but unfortunately, yeah, it would mess with everyone, I think. But please tell us more about the friend who really likes Arnell and thinks he's fit. So tell us more.
Yeah, I'm sure she's a lovely lady.
You said it might not be a she.
Right.
It might not be a she. Don't know.
Pretty certain Paul's a fan of the show. He probably knows my tastes. So,
this has become a Lonely Hearts column, hasn't it? Right now. In general, we do want to hear more about Arnell's secret admirer. Paul, tell us more. Do you remember the old days before like internet dating where they used to just do age, sex, location and things like that?
ASLs.
Oh, you were talking about it last week, weren't you? So yeah, just get the actual basic details out there, Paul, and let Arnell do the work from there. He'll get his BT Cellnet contract out again. Free calls.
Only a week is.
See if there's anything working there. Nice. Awesome, thanks for those tweets.
Yeah, we love getting the tweets, so keep coming and sending them in, guys.
Absolutely, and you know what it means when you hear this. Ooh. It's email time.
First one of the day.
Goats.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hi.
I read in the newspaper recently about the girl who believes she is a cat. This made me very pleased, as I have felt for a while that I'd like to be a goat. I've never really liked language and words, right, okay? And I think the sound of bleating is quite beautiful. They're just a beautiful animal. Yeah, good stuff. I like curried goat, tell you that much.
Nice.
Yeah. I haven't brought this up with my girlfriend yet. She's a cat person, and I'm not sure how she'll react. I'm not sure she's the one. No, you need a goat lover, definitely. I have found someone online who is really into goats, and we've been hanging out a bit. I think she might be ideal for me. I'd be happy to live my life as a livestock with her. What do you think about goats? What animal would you like to be, Martin?
I think goats are cute, Martin, especially baby goats. You know those little baby ones? Because the way they trot around, it's like...
Yeah.
The bigger ones, not so much.
I like the ones who can climb up cliffs and you just would never be able to expect them.
Them ones that stand in trees as well.
Yeah. Goats are much more nimble than what you think they
goats
are.
Goats can climb trees.
Yeah, it's nuts. I like, on the same note, the ones who climb cliffs. Have you seen the eagles pulling them off?
What? Eagles attacking goats?
Oh, my God. There's eagles flying off with goats. Flying off of them. Like, literally. Talons in. Yeah. Okay, I've got a goat in my talons and I'm flying with a goat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. And then going, oh, well, I'm just going to have to kill it anyway. So here we go. I'll just throw you off, mate. Down a cliff. And then picking it up after. Mental. Absolutely mental. Never seen anything like it.
I want to watch these videos. I'm going to have to find them.
Goats are big animals. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
do you know some eagles have been trained to kill wolves? as well.
Where is it? Oh, have you seen them goats that have I can't remember what they're called, but they're called fainting goats or something like that. There's a proper word for them.
Yeah.
But where they have like a spasm that kind of shuts their body down. They just, whenever they get scared, and they just keel over like stiff.
Yeah, and go rigid. Yeah, it's a psychological issue. It's the fight or flight kind of issue which they have, and some people have it as well, and they go into like apnea when they get into one of those modes. It's like, oh my god, someone's swinging a punch at them, and they just go and go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Oh god.
I hope your new girl isn't like that, Martin.
Oh dear.
Sleep time.
That must be like, think about that as well. Like those. Like, imagine there's plenty of times in life where you're going to get nervous and feel quite agitated. Like, even your first kiss or whatever.
Yeah.
Imagine your first kiss and just going...
Go to sleep.
can't even get through a kiss.
I know. That'd be the worst, because you know when you're just trying to cross the street and then sometimes you're like, oh, that was a bit close.
Yeah.
If you just, oh!
Bang, exactly. You'd need to walk around. Well, you'd just have to be on a mobility scooter all the time, wouldn't you?
Zebra crossings only.
Yeah, wouldn't be able to go near a tube track, not a chance.
No.
We did go off the subject of goats there. I quite like eagles, so I'm sorry, Martin. My spiritual animal might pull yours off a cliff.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, there you go. Sorry, Martin.
Volkswagen van problem.
All right.
Hey, Johnny and Ino.
Hi.
My boyfriend has just bought a Volkswagen van. It's an old banger that he spent a fortune on and will spend a fortune on fixing it up. He wants to go travelling around in it when he has finished fixing it up.
Mm-hmm.
How could I tell him that I am not living in a van? Can you imagine being a van person? Sleeping, living, cooking, making whoopee in the back of a van?
Oh.
Claire, let's deal with the most pertinent issue here. Someone has just said making whoopee.
Making whoopee. You've got to read it right. Making whoopee!
Good. All right. Okay. We've got to go into it.
Otherwise, it's not the same as you say making whoopee.
Well, I don't know. I was just trying to be a bit cool, just going, making whoopee.
It was a whoopee, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's you. There's
Mr. Lover Man over there.
Just being a bit cool.
It was a whoopee.
There's you on the other hand going, hey, I don't know if you're up to anything tonight, but can we make whoopee? Yeah.
I'm excited to have it in the friend zone.
And make whoopee, will it? Oh dear. I mean, let us know which one you'd prefer.
Let us know.
Myself and I now have just come out with two different ways to chat someone up. Which way would you prefer if someone was coming out of the line making whoopee to be approached by? Mine would be that, okay, so you can hear it however you want. I'm just gonna come up to someone and be like, hi, I don't suppose you've doing anything tonight. You wouldn't want to make whoopee with me, would you?
Oh.
Johnny. And then there's another angle.
It's where, we've been seeing each other for a while, and this is like the 20th date now, and I was wondering if we could make whoopee!
Yeah.
20 dates in, come on.
I was actually laughing in the middle of that. That's brilliant. That is brilliant. Nice. Let us know which one you'd prefer, okay? It'll probably say a lot about you as a person as well, depending on how you answer that. Nice one, right.
Well, saying that, you and your friends aren't thing. Paul Clark's got back to us.
Oh, dear.
Oh, he has. He says she's 27, brunette, little whiny. But she's good laugh, and she used to watch you guys on kids' TV.
Nice.
So I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, so she's 20. She's a 27-year-old wino who watches kids' TV. Give her a call, mate. Absolutely, give her a call. No. What, mate, people have Netflix and chill. Get a CBBC and chill on the go. Absolutely.
CBBC!
Mate. Get it on. Babe, do you want to come round and watch Tracy Beaker? And then after, we can make whoopee!
Well, we have to finish up quick, because Blue Peter's starting soon.
Here's one I made earlier. Here's some whoopee I made earlier. Nice. Well, thanks, Paul Clark. I think it's written in the stars. Seems to be written in the stars. Oh dear. So yeah, awesome. Well, we have actually got an email. We might as well do this for what's trending, might as well. I think Arnel's choking on his water over there as well, which is good. So right, another email. Pineapples.
Oh.
My girlfriend loves pineapples in every sense. Good. as opposed to one sense.
Yeah, I did explain.
Yeah. The taste, the smell, and the feel of the pineapple skin.
Oh, okay.
I have caught her rubbing a pineapple against her face. Is that strange or not, Tom?
As long as it doesn't give her a rash or something.
Well, right? I mean, yeah, it's strange enough, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. I mean, they are quite bristly. They're a bristly kind of fruit, aren't they?
Maybe she likes a bit of pain.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, if it was a mango, I'd be like, no, it's quite smooth flesh. You know what I mean? It's quite smooth. Who hasn't wanted a rubber mango all over their cheek before? I haven't done it, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, possibly. But a pineapple, that is, yeah. I wonder if she likes beards as well. She likes that bristly effect. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can grow a beard.
Well, so can I, mate. So, look at this.
Look at this. What? The competition's coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, got a bit of fashion stubble. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely, mate. Got Calvin Klein on the phone asking me.
I've got one as well. That's how it came out.
Oh, I'm just getting, you know, started off. Everyone knows that I've got my Mr. Loverman thing. Now there's a real political campaign coming out.
Yeah, I know. I can see your finger hovering over the button, mate.
It's literally hovering over the button.
Fine, I won't do it anymore. Fine. thank you for that one, Tom, as well. Right, we are actually into our What's Trending section.
We are.
So what has been trending? Oh, do you know what? This first one has got me chuckling. What was this one, Arnel?
Well, I don't know. At first, I wasn't chuckling at first. It's basically a four-year-old was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison in Egypt due to kind of like a mistaken identity.
Wow. I mean, yeah.
I mean, we've heard of like being stopped and searched and people thinking you're the wrong person, but this is
new levels.
Whole new level.
So, a bit on this is this 3 year old, he might be four now actually. like that helps out.
He looks older, to be fair.
Yeah, he looks like he's getting on a little bit. He could be five. You could mistake him for five.
I would have said easily six.
Yeah, he looks like he's had a tough life. He looks at least five. Mm. So this kid, Ahmed Mansour Karni, has been convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison. His crimes were said to include, get this as well, what a shopping list, four murders, attempting another eight, so eight counts of attempted murder, yep, vandalising property, mm-hmm, and threatening police officers. And all of these crimes he was said to have committed when he was 18 months old. This is true, yeah. So he's actually on trial, right? Obviously, Ahmed did not attend because he was probably watching Tots TV or something at the time. But the trial went ahead in absentia. And the judge, who hadn't been given his certificate, like birth certificate, up until that point, has actually tried the hearing and found him guilty. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what is the world coming to, basically?
It's nuts, isn't it? It's...
I mean, obviously, he would have been acquitted if, like, he had got the birth certificate. But should he have? Because maybe he was the guilty of all these crimes. Do you know what I mean? Maybe this is just the baddest toddler we've ever seen on this planet. Do you know what I mean?
Like, the maddest thing I read about the story is that, like, the kid had a lawyer as well.
Oh, yeah.
He must be the youngest person to have a lawyer.
Well, he's facing life. He's got to do something.
I need someone decent.
But, I mean, this kid may well have just learnt how to walk and then gone on a rampage. Yeah, you know I mean, the next day. Like, literally, this kid is getting treated like the Egyptian version of Stewie from Family Guy. Just a madman capable of set murders and all sorts. Yeah. But I, the thing is, I'm not sure like it would ever go this far, but if they actually did find this kid guilty, because he is 3 or 4 now as well, I mean, imagine someone having to explain that to him as well. Just like, yeah, you're going on an extra long timeout session, okay? And with good behaviour, you can get a lollipop and parole. Just like, what is going on? But I mean, how does this even come about in the first place as well? Because I wonder if it's just a game of cops and robbers that are out of hand or misinterpreted or something like that. Like, so what did you do today, Ahmed? Well, we're playing cops and robbers and I shot some police officers. Do you know what, Ahmed? I don't want us to hear anymore without a legal representative, okay? Okay? This is all admissible in court right now.
Imagine playing the recordings back.
Some Brendan Dassey stuff.
Exactly.
As you can see at this point, the silent here has just admitted
that he has killed several police officers and several Indians when he was a cowboy.
And you can tell he feels no remorse because he asks for milk straight out of There's no guilt in this game.
Completely cold-blooded. Genuinely, though, sentencing a toddler to life sentence, that is bonkers. If he actually had to serve that would make Stephen Avery's prison sentence look like a weekend away. Mm.
He's literally probably the youngest person to get a criminal record.
Yeah. Imagine trying to get him into a school in a catchment area. Is he a good kid or a bad kid? Listen, he's got 4 murder cases on him, okay? I mean, he's getting four teardrops tattooed on his face before he's done his sats. Absolutely mental.
Oh, that'd be nuts.
wouldn't even let him have a water pistol. We can't risk it.
We can't
risk it.
Oh, no break time for him.
You're a bad egg. Sit over there. I mean, what a name for himself. Absolutely.
Wow.
Just imagine he's going to grow up and be like, oh, yeah, it was a tough one back there, wasn't it? Just admit to me you didn't do it.
Can you imagine him in the cell, though?
Exactly.
Having to share a cell with cold-blooded murderers.
Exactly. Just, what bunk are you, Ahmed? No, I'm all right down here, mate. I mean, I've got to have all my meals in a high chair anyway, so...
Go on, you take it, Mustafa. It's fine.
What else do we have trending, I know?
Oh, it was a schoolboy, a Russian schoolboy, 16, who who's now going to live with a Russian porn star in a hotel for a month after winning like a online competition.
Yeah, this was quite a crazy one. So basically, there's a 16-year-old Russian schoolboy, Ruslan Shedrin, who has won this prize by becoming the 100,000th visitor to a certain website. And because of that, his prize is getting a month's stay in a hotel room with an adult actress. And to be honest, Ruslan seems over the moon about it. He is 16 as well, so he's legal in Russia to actually have sex as well. But he seems like absolutely over the moon. Some of these quotes: I saw her and I liked everything. She has good sizes.
I love the next one. It's like, I've told my mother and she has taken it badly.
Yeah. Oh, the mum's brilliant in all of this, right? So Ruslan hasn't even done his exams yet as well, right? So his mum is absolutely kicking off, saying it's an inappropriate prize and that she is worried it could affect his exam preparation. Such a prize for a 16-year-old boy. My son must study. could you imagine, how is she going to keep a control on his revision schedule? coming upstairs at the end of it, just going, have you done your revision today, Ruslan? Have you done your revision? And Ruslan just going, I'm not going to lie to you, Mum. I respect you too much. Okay, I haven't done my revision, no. What have you been doing in here for a month? I respect you too much to say it, okay?
Listen, just get off my back.
Exactly.
You know he's going to just start rebelling. Like, Ekaterina doesn't treat me like this. Yeah. You do, though. Hey? She lets me do whatever I like in the house.
Well, exactly. I've been studying different things that are way more important than exams. Way more. Way more important. So basically, the mum has also said, this is not real at all. even a week of staying, rather than a month, even a week is too much. They should just give us 100,000 rubles instead, which is 931 quid. But I would love to see Ruslan get offered the choice of the month with the adult actress and the 100,000 rubles, 931 quid, and make him make his mind up. And his mum going, take the rubles. And it's not even a grand, mum. It's not even a grand. This is priceless. I can become a man in a day.
The best, I think the best quote I saw on this was like, he was asked whether he's going to have sex with her or not. and he said it was asked whether it's going to mean he's going to have sex with her. And he said, it's not supposed to, but life is life.
No. No, that's what she said, mate. That's what she said.
That's what he said.
No, I mean, he's well up for it. she's going, oh, are you going to do it? She's like, oh, I'm not supposed, but life is life. It might happen. And he's going, well, I like your sizes, my dear. I like your sizes.
Basically, she's like done a little Facebook search of him and she likes his profile picture and he's like, oh, he's decent. I've done worse.
Yeah. Exactly. To be fair, he's won a competition. Wouldn't want to disappoint. But now you say Facebook, that leads us on to our other What's Trending. Oh, we have got one actually after. But our other What's Trending point, which is that this week, Facebook has launched some new like buttons.
Yeah. So they got the wow, they got the ha-ha, they got angry, sad.
Absolutely.
And thumbs up, still there.
Yeah, they're still like. They're also trialing, they haven't done these yet, like officially signed off on them, but there's rumours they're coming out. The jog on button. I'm sad to see you're a racist button, which can come in quite useful.
Oh yeah.
I don't care that you're having a baby button. That's quite good as well. Mm-hmm. And why have you tagged me in this photo button? I look disgusting.
Still in beta test, that one.
Yeah, that's still being tested. And stop pouting button as well. That one's... All of these are quite useful, I think, definitely. But I haven't used any of the other buttons yet on there. Still, just liked things up to now. Have you?
No, I haven't used them. I would wish someone would put a ha-ha thing on a video or two. But
yeah. Help us out, guys.
You say you're laughing.
I know.
Show it.
Any danger of a share? Or am I just talking? It feels like I'm just talking in a dark room to myself right now.
What's the thumbs up? Hey? What's that?
You mug? I'm out here bailing buckets of water out of a sinking boat. Absolutely, sort it out.
I do like the idea around it though, but I think most people were just asking for a dislike. That's it.
Yeah, of course it is. All they wanted was a dislike button, and now there's all sorts going on, and people don't even go looking on there. It should be just be like and dislike, and that's it.
Do you know, the only reason I think they haven't had a dislike is the likes are kind of seen as currency now for, like, especially with businesses, with big pages and stuff like that. The more likes you have, the better. It means the content you're producing is worth more, stuff like that. And I guess with dislikes, it would kind of shatter that whole kind of way of using Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest though, even the ones that you have got there is opportunity for loads of comedy. Obviously, they've got ha ha, wow, sad, and angry. So using them inappropriately could be really funny. Like, if someone puts up a photo, oh, we're expecting a baby. Here's a photo of our embryo. And then you just hit the angry button. Great. I'd be laughing at that. Or if it was one like, you know, I mean, you wouldn't want to go that morbid about like people dying or whatnot. But ones that, you know, a relationship's broken down and then you could hit the ha-ha button. That'd be quite funny as well. So there you go. we've got one final one. We're watching training, but we've got so much in the show. We've got to move on.
Yeah, so very quickly. Just last night, actually, Drake posted a picture on Instagram and saying he's the first Canadian to sign with Boy Better Know, also known as BBK, kind of set up by JME and Skepta, the two brothers of both grime MCs. And I think, personally, that's massive news, especially since the Brits was yesterday as well. And there wasn't anything exciting coming out of that. And you get something like this from people that weren't nominated at all. And you got like some massive news for the kind of grime scene in general. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is a big deal with. I mean, the fact that grime didn't even get any recognition really on at the Brits. You know, it's not great, is it? It's not great. Let's get realistic. It's been a big year for grime as well.
Massive year.
There's a lot of middle class kids knocking around right now talking about, oi boy, shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
A lot of that going on. And if you got middle class kids saying it, then how can the Brits not get involved, quite frankly? But there you go. It's been a little bit embarrassing, but there you go. But yeah, they're working with Drake, so can't get a bigger name.
You can't get bigger than that. But that's what's been trending this
that
week.
That is what's trending. Yeah. So let's fire into another absolute banger, thumper, absolute wanger.
Oh yes, and I've gone back in time as well, Johnny. I've been looking for some old CDs, and a friend of mine there, she reminded me of a little magic number by Lauryn Hill called Everything Is Everything.
It's a dream, this one. Here it comes.
Yo, we about to set the mood, right? We about to do this with all the kids, the mothers, the brothers, the sisters. You know, the back of the room.
Extending across the atlas, I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress, more powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations, then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture where hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything. What is meant to be, will be.
What is meant to be, will be.
And after winter, must come spring. Change comes eventually.
Change comes eventually.
Sometimes it seems.
Sometimes it seems.
We'll touch that dream.
We'll touch that
but
dream.
Things come slow and not at all.
They come slow.
And the ones on top.
The ones on top.
Won't make it stop.
So convinced that they might fall.
Let's love ourselves and we can't fail.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, it's Johnny and Inel, and you were just listening to Lauryn Hill, Everything Is Everything.
That is a banger, actually. Do you know what I thought it was? I thought it was The X Factor. That's what I thought. I mean, that's a banger,
that's a
but
good
the
one as well.
Yeah, that
good
The X Factor, well. Probably better. Yeah. But well done, right. We've played the slightly worse one. Okay. We'll get the better one next week.
Don't like the choices. Is this because I'm coming out of the friend zone?
Well, you've had a good week so far, and you know you have. You're rolling. You've had someone say that they're a secret admirer of yours, who's 27 and a brunette. So, good stuff. Onwards and upwards. Well, do you know what, Inel?
Yeah.
We have just been joined in the studio by the absolutely sensational Spencer Jones!
Welcome to the show, Spence.
Oh, we got more sound effects, so... That means it was like an explosion when you walked in. Yeah. In a good way. Yeah. He hasn't left the gas on. How are you doing, Spencer?
I'm good, mate. I'm pleased to be here. There you go. I'm pleased to be here.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's all right.
You now know that you're working with an absolute amateur because I turned the wrong mic on. So,
Spencer?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Come here.
Sorry to all the listeners who thought that we got Spencer in and he's outside the window. He's in a big trench coat going, yeah, it's a place to be. Yeah, yeah, it's raining out here. So we'll say, yeah, so how are you, Spencer? You good?
I'm good, yeah, not too bad. Nice drive here. Little headache, probably a bit too much chocolate on the way. But I can't complain.
Good stuff. Now, we were lucky enough to have you on our kind of show, pseudo show, up in Edinburgh, where you were doing like little podcasts. Were you the Dave Benson Phillips day?
No.
Ah, right.
Who was I with? Oh, I can't remember. I had a very good time.
Thank you. I mean, the way he said that there is like we did some after hours entertaining.
I'm still having trouble.
I can't recall all of it, but...
These guys know how to show you a good time when you're on their show. Excellent, but I was lucky enough, and you were as well, I know, to see your Edinburgh comedy show.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thanks for coming along.
Absolutely spectacular. I'm not even joking. Like, for me, I'm not saying this because you're here, because otherwise I wouldn't bother saying it, but... I don't think I enjoy watching anyone as much as I enjoy watching you. That's how serious. Yeah, I just think you're brilliant.
Genuinely, having your faces in the audience, smiling away, going, "Yeah," I was like, "This is going to be all right today."
I'm literally out of breath. Yeah. You're carrying on to the next bit, and I'm still laughing.
No, thanks, man.
I can't stop.
It was a surprise how well it went. Because obviously I'm a bit new, and it felt like you know, like when there's a non-league football club and they're still in the FA Cup about four rounds in.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like. Every time I walked out on stage, I was like, why am I still here? So it was nice, yeah.
That was it. I mean, to be honest, it's nice of you to say that you were pleased to see our face in the crowd, but it was a dark room and we've both got dark skin complexion, so I'm sure you wouldn't have seen us.
No, I have it up very light.
Oh, fair enough.
We
genuinely, for anyone who hasn't seen you perform before, what three words would you use to describe your style?
I would say describe it's definitely silly.
Yeah,
it's definitely silly. it's silly. It's loud.
Right,
and it's there's not many. Well, three words. I've run out of words already, haven't I? Silly, loud. Brilliant.
Right, good. Always end strong.
Yeah.
Always end strong.
Brilliant.
Nice, I like that.
Do you know what I like most about your style, though, is you kind of break down the kind of fourth wall as well in a kind of cheeky, nodding kind of way. Yeah. You have that silly nature about you, but there's also a moment where you just bring it back to real life, and it's just for a moment, and then you just take it back to the silly again, and it's like... that's what makes me laugh out loud so much, because you literally... The reality of the situation almost dawns on you as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. It's like,
and you comment on it, and then you go back in.
Yeah, it's a weird one, because I try to kind of like do it. People used to say, try not to say anything normal. Just try and be weird and stuff. But every now and again, you know, when you've drawn something on your belly, like in permanent marker, you can't help but say to the audience, "No, that's permanent." And for some reason, like, people say I don't speak to the audience again, but I just can't help myself. So that was like a mistake, which turned into a bit of a style thing.
Oh, I love it!
It's fantastic. That's one of the things, though. Like, in terms of like comedy, everyone does it kind of in different ways, if you like. But that silliness is not something that, you know, many comedians necessarily go for straight away these days. It's more, you know, kind of like observational in a different way, maybe being a bit more punchier, being a bit more edgy or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, whereas back in the day, certainly when I was growing up, there was a lot more comedians who would have been a bit more silly, shall we say.
Yeah.
And you're doing it in a new, for a new generation.
Yeah, that, it's weird. I always just, you know, you turn up to gigs, I'm usually 15 years older than everyone in the audience. And like, when I did your gig, when I did the gig, anyway, I've turned up, sometimes people are like, what is he doing? You know, like, I'm 38. And, and what I'm doing on stage is just like, literally like, go on, please like me. Have a look at this. Give me a big smile. Keep it loud. What I'm doing is pretty simple. And people have gone for it. So I'm just surprised. And, you know, it's going to last about a year. And then I'll be back doing the cleaning windows and all that.
I know you've previously before, you've told us like methods in which how you try to come up with your material, but I find it one of the most fascinating things to hear. And I just want you guys, I just want you to kind of let the listeners know your kind of methods.
How it goes about.
Yeah,
how it happens.
Because I love it.
Well, like at home now, because I've got kids, you've got a very short amount of time. So my mate said to me, what you got to do is have a dance around for 20 minutes, right? So have a dance around like a real prat, like to really stupid, usually in a pair of pants, get myself in stupid. And I turn on the camera, get a prop in my hand, and I have to improvise with it to camera for 20 minutes, staying in character. And so there's only so much you can do with, say, a rubber glove. Oh, that sounds weird. Hang on. There's only so much you can do with, like, a pint glass, let's say.
Oh, it's getting better.
Oh, God. All right, I got any prop. I'm looking around. Oh,
yeah. A banana.
A banana.
So you're
going to
need all
prop. Yeah. And after about 14 minutes, when you've run out of everything and you're knackered and you still keep going, something weird happens where, when you watch it back later, you go, oh, that's weird, but there's something there. There's something in that. So like with the rubber glove thing, when I put it over my face, there was a little moment that happened out of like 20 minutes of pain. And it's one of the, you know, the good laughs in the show. So you've kind of got that. The other thing is my boy's hilarious. He just does, you know, when they've got no rules, you know, kids have got no rules about comedy. So like I was messing around with this chaos alert for about 3 hours and just ended up with just rubbish dance music. I'm like, what am I doing? And he just walked in, you know, with his little arms and his massive head. And he just picked it up, put it up to his head like a phone and went, hello? And it just went, wow, and made this weird noise throughout the house. I went, of course. And that's how I came up with the nuclear power plant bit. So it's kind of messing around and stuff. And a lot of it as well is booking a gig without knowing you've got any material, then turn up to the gig with just a load of props and just seeing what people laugh at.
See what happens.
Yeah.
That's brave.
Do you know what?
That.
Like, watching you in Edinburgh, I certainly was inspired a bit. I'm going up to Edinburgh this year.
Lovely.
And,
So,
listeners, do show up. Start supporting rather than just sending your emails. Okay. Need to see some bums on seats. Haven't done that yet. I'm only playing. Basically, I remember watching you and just thinking, because your show is so different to everyone else's that you would see, and it's brave in a way that, for me, I was watching it and I was like looking at you, thinking he doesn't care. Sometimes I feel if I'm doing comedy, I can feel kind of straitjacketed by the fact of no, these are your guidelines that you've got to go in. Just get your laughs here, get your laugh there, and just get out of there. Yeah. And the fact that you were doing something, no, I'm just going to break the mold and just do this because I think it's good.
Yeah.
And I honestly felt quite inspired by that. To see that.
Oh, bless you, man. That's nice. The weird thing is, I've got some very specific rules that I live by. Which makes it look like I don't care.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and it's real simple stuff. Be loud, smile a lot, laugh a lot. And if they don't look like they're liking it, move on to the next thing quick.
That's not a bad rule.
That's pretty much it. Like, if you do that, you're all right. I think you're all right.
Do you know what one of the things, in fact, that both of you have got in common that I think is really useful for a comedian?
Yeah.
a laugh that is infectious.
Yeah, you've got a good laugh. Yeah,
and you both and you can both laugh on stage, and after time, it's just like a hypnotic thing. Like the audience are sitting there, maybe thinking, "I'm not even finding this funny." All of a sudden, you go, "That bit's good." Yeah, they all cut at the end of it, going, "I don't know why I was laughing, but I absolutely had a great time."
Yeah. I think Reeves used to do that, didn't he? He used to go on stage and laugh for about 10 minutes, and by the end of it, everyone was laughing. It's funny, isn't it?
It's a useful tool to have if you have it.
But you don't think you've got it?
I don't know. I don't know. Should we try some out?
Try some out?
Nervous.
Don't have to go red, Johnny. Yeah.
Just another one, you know, just if you're in polite company. And then, see, I don't know if you can get, you have like inner laughs, don't you? You have your actual real laugh, and then you have your laugh in different environments.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily sure. In fact, sometimes when I properly laugh, I go into one where I'm not making noise.
Yeah, you know, I was just about to say, when you don't make noise and your mouth is just open and your eyes are shut, that's the real one.
Yeah.
That's the infectious one, because you're not even making any noise, just...
I think that would probably be mine. Sure, so I'm like gonna have to try and do that a bit more.
That's your poster sorted.
Yes, it's
done.
Can't wait. Definitely. My poster is me, closed eyes, open mouth, tears in eyes, and that's laughter. Apparently, guys.
Yeah, I suppose like I've known you for me and Johnny have both known you for like a number of years now, and you've always been doing loads of different things like on TV and stuff like that. But this seems to be like the year where everything is like kind of kicking off for you in a really positive way. Would you kind of?
Yeah, it's nice. It's been it feels like I'm really busy. I'm the least bored I've ever been in my life, which is good. And Edinburgh was good, so you kind of like, it was a big surprise, a bit of a fairy tale. And now you're kind of like, okay, let's see what we can do. You know, people are phoning up and saying, do you want to have a go at this? Do you want to have a go at that? And we just got to give it a go, you know. Like Rocky, you know, Rocky gets that chance. Yeah. You go, right, okay, let's have a go. So every morning I have 8 eggs.
Yeah.
And then you ask who you got a punch.
Yeah, and then my girlfriend beats me up.
The other issue with Rocky is he does end up being a 50-year-old who people are going, don't do it anymore, Rocky. Oh. Your best days are behind you.
You sometimes think that when you're driving to gigs, like you're driving up to like North and stuff, you're like long drive just with your own thoughts, and you're like, oh God. Imagine 50, 60. I don't know. Maybe I still like doing it, but I don't know. But this has been good. There's been some like telly stuff's been nice, and the Soho shows are good. And
yeah, and you got your run at the Soho Theatre coming up, don't you?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Here we go.
Yeah, Soho Theatre. I'm doing some dates in March. I'm doing the 8th to the 18th with little bits and pieces in between missing, but. Yeah, it's wicked down there.
Personally, I'm definitely coming down, and I recommend the listeners to definitely get your tickets to come down and see this show, because it's absolutely amazing.
Cheers, I cannot recommend it enough. If you haven't seen Spencer Jones before, you need to see him. Genuinely, if you like comedy, it's just sorted. You need to get down there big time.
Bless you. Bless you.
Excellent. And you've also got your BBC programme coming out as well.
Yeah, the BBC in a couple of
weeks. Yeah, recorded live at the BBC. They've got loads of good comics, actually. I was on... James Acaster was on. Mm-hmm. He's the big act. I'm the sort of smaller act on before him. And he was brilliant. And it was good. Looks good. Nice audience. Some sort of newer sort of comics. Again, I was 10 years older than everyone.
But running thing.
Happy to be there. And so it was good. Yeah, looked nice. Looked proper. I sent it straight away. I sent it to my mum. I said, have a look at that, mum.
Yeah.
And she said, all right, yeah, that's not bad.
Nice.
No, she was very supportive.
It's not bad when you can do some good things and just literally just go, this is my passport to show you that I'm not a complete waste of space, isn't it? This isn't just a laugh. It's like, look, bang. Because there's a lot of the time you spend just walking around just going, yeah, this comedy game is actually a joke. It's like, what is going on?
Before you go on stage, you often go, this is a stupid job.
Yeah.
Even if you're doing all right, you know, I reckon this is a stupid job.
I could not agree more. Yeah. Do you know what? I was actually talking to Doc Brown as well. And he was saying that, like with comedy, like he spent a long, long time. Like he said most comics, you know, unless you're just a complete like, narcissist, would just... question, like, what am I actually doing here? Like, I don't know if I'm gonna. The thing is, you watch other people and you think they're spectacular and stuff, but what am I actually bringing to it? Because I'm winging it, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I certainly have that all the time, to be fair. And it's refreshing to hear other people say that, you know, they question themselves and also think to themselves, this is a crazy job, because I think it, like, yeah. Genuinely, sometimes I feel like I'm almost making a documentary. There's just no cameras around.
Yeah.
That's the thing where it's like a dream that you have and a belief that you have, and it's then you just have to convince everyone else.
Yeah.
That's basically it. You're like, I know I'm funny.
Yeah.
Now my mission is to spend the next couple of years convincing everybody else I'm funny and for them to give me opportunities.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And then every now and again, convincing yourself again.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, every now and then you have a bad gig, and then you go, they're the real ones. They found me out.
Yeah. Run to me.
The look on the face of the people in the audience, that sort of, like, you know, nose turned up. With, oh my God, what is he doing?
It is weird, isn't it? Like, people often say about comedy, like, I don't know how you get under it. I don't know how you do this and stuff, which I do think is valid, because it is, you know, it takes a lot to get up there, but I don't really see it as a struggle, apart from when you have some of those bad gigs, and like you said, you get to see the looks in the faces, and there's no noise coming from it. It's just, what are you doing?
Yeah. And when you're like me, when you're a prop comic, you've got to do the gig. You can't just walk off and leave the gig. You then got to go back on the stage, and they watch you just tidying up your crap little bits, chucking them in the suitcase. Where are the keys to the car? That's my wire. No, that's my mic. Yeah, that one's yours. Oh, they're watching all of it. I tried doing it in character as well. I tried doing it in character, staying in character. And all I've ended up doing is starting to try and revive the gig, which is the interval. And I found myself one time kicking a doll's head across the floor, like trying to, like, say, oh, look, this is funny. And they're just shaking their heads, these people. Terrible.
Oh dear, that is a good one.
And you get a young guy come up to you and go, keep going, mate, you just keep going.
Oh, that is brilliant. I'm definitely, there is always that good Samaritan, isn't there? He comes up to you, pointing it. Hey, I'll let him get you a pint, mate, you know? I thought you was all right. Some of that stuff was all right. I'm like, mate, I've got a tube to catch. I'm going to ever think of that, whether I'm ever going to do this again.
Yeah.
That is quality, yeah. Oh, luckily, I ain't a prop comic, because I ain't got to pick up the old mops and stuff and be like, see you guys. Oh dear.
That could definitely be a hero's march or like.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we should fire into a little song now. But if you're not going to go anywhere, because we actually have our lend an ear section, because we're like agony uncles, right? And we sort them out. And you wouldn't believe how nuts some of the people are out there. Not so much them, but the issues they get brought up and stuff. So you might be able to help us out today, if you fancy it.
Yeah, I'm well up for that. Yeah,
awesome.
Lovely.
Well, we'll fire into a song. Now, this one is another foreign exchange one today.
I've
absolutely been inspired. Now, this, I only found this yesterday, but it's an absolute banger. It's beautiful. I take all the applause for this one. it's called Take Off the Blues. Here it comes.
FUBAR Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
And right now we're joined by our very special guest, the one and only Maverick Saber.
Yes. What's going on? Everyone okay? Well, I think there's a change happening. Give people McDonald's for years and years, right? The first couple of them taste good, yeah. But after a while, you're going to be desperate for an apple. Like, you're going to be desperate for some fruit and veg, you know. And I think people we've been starved of honesty and truthfulness in music for a long while. And I think it's one of the last tools as people that we have left, you know, that we can actually use to change something.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Care of you. Kick off your shoes. said and done, and there's nothing left to share. It's the morning after, oh, watch you lying there.
Watch you lying there.
Always told that you should not give in to love, but saying no so hard to do. Cause when the feeling's right, you might as well, yeah.
Yes, welcome back, people.
Yeah, welcome
that
back.
Was, I know, that was Foreign Exchange, Take Off the Blues.
Yeah,
I'm
it was.
Big fan of that.
I'm like a that? Big fan of Foreign Exchange.
Absolutely, that was a real treat, a real treat. Well, we are still joined by the sensational Spencer Jones. And now we've moved into our Lend an Ear section.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, basically this is where we give off some absolutely solid gold advice. It's not conjecture, it's not a punt, it's like, this is what you should do.
Yeah, just follow it.
So, and now we've subcontracted some extra help in, so Spencer Jones is going to be helping us out. So, let's start off with the first problem this week, I know.
First problem is a very short one. What's the best way to break up with someone?
Oh, okay. So you get a variety of problems on this, but we guarantee answers. It's a tricky one, this is, because I know people who've done this in very, very bad ways, you know. Some people have written notes back when I was in school, you know. Oh, yeah. People would write on a note.
Oh, letters.
Yeah, just like, no, just not even a letter. Not even in an envelope. Mate, just torn the corner off a bit of paper. Plonk that on the table, it's over. Oh, is it? Why's she out crying? Why have you ripped the corner off your paper? Isn't that one of them? That needs to happen in offices a bit more, to be quite honest. Just, yeah, call it a day.
Well, the corner, you're fired.
Yeah. Tracy and Works in absolute pieces because you've just torn a bit of your paper off. That's one way not to do it.
I've got another way not to do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it next to a hand car wash on a Saturday afternoon. That don't work, I can tell you. Terrible day. Let someone knocking on the window. Are you all right, love? Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, awful.
Give her a moment, will you, mate?
It was awful. It was awful.
Can I do the insides yet? Give it five.
I'm not sure I've done a really bad one, to be fair.
I have. I've done messy ones where I've just, like, let all my feelings out and it's turned into like a massive argument. Don't do that. That just goes out in the worst way possible.
Yeah, but I mean, ended up in a bit of a row. It's not necessarily the bad thing, like, in a way that... I think that kind of... You're expecting to go down in a ball of flames anyway. It's over, do you know what I mean? Mm. But... like, doing it in a way where you're almost trying to be too nice about it can actually be worse. It's
takes
you
too long.
Are amazing. thank you, but it's not going anywhere. Yeah. Oh, there's the face. Yeah. I thought I was amazing. and the other thing is, there's a guy I know who, I have to limit some of the stuff I'm saying here, but they broke up because... he caught something, basically, and he had to let her know. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's over, but I've got a present. a trip to that place to get checked out. That's a bad one. Don't do that. Don't do that. There's another bit of advice for you. But in general, it's a short one to keep it short and sweet. And so what we would say is, overall, the best way to break up with someone is just be truthful and... I wouldn't blag them, just try to be realistic about the situation and just let them know that it's not going to work out and that they are too good and need someone who cares about them the right level.
Yeah, not too good. Because that would say, that's like kind of saying, oh, you're too good for me. That's kind of putting it. But you've just got to be straight up. It's just not working. You've got to be straight up with them. Absolutely straight up. Although it's the worst thing to do, it's the best thing to do.
Yep.
There we go.
He has just earned his place on the team.
No, that's
come here, a little spud over the thing there. Oh, yeah. Power bang. Good stuff. That was powerful. Wow, I felt something there.
Well, we got another one for Spence.
Awesome. What's the next problem we got?
All right. Problem number two. I really, really hate my job. I work for a high street bank as a customer service advisor, but my real passion is performing, mainly singing. I'd love to give up this job and pursue what I love to do, but I feel so far away from making that a reality. I've done a few open mics, few charity dues and family affairs, but none of them are paid, and I know it's not about the money and it's early days, but I need something to show for my efforts to keep me going. I dedicate 5 to 6 days a week to my full-time job that I hate, but very little time to my love and passion. Any advice would be gracious. Kiss.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Well, it really chimes in with some of the stuff that we were talking about earlier, obviously, as comics, like some of the feelings that you feel, because for a long time I've been doing, like, you know, I've had part-time jobs on the side, you know. I worked in a school for my first few years, which I would go and work in the school in the daytimes and then go and do the gigs in the night. So funny and caring, you tell me. but Johnny, always working. Always working. It's different angles. The guy's got everything. So, no, I mean, yeah, I was working. It was a special needs school as well, if that gets me any extra points. I had other jobs, and I was working. But the real thing is, if it's your passion, you just have to keep plowing away, don't you? Because it is kind of a thankless task sometimes, like pursuing what you want to do. And the other thing, it's because singing is so competitive to get into.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, it will feel like you're not getting anywhere.
It's one of those things. You have to kind of almost keep your own love and dream alive because everything around you is saying, no, 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 do this, do that. I mean, everybody's telling you, get yourself a 9-to-5, do this, go to uni, do that, get yourself a nice, good career and all of this. And if your passion doesn't align with that, then you almost feel as if you're going against the grain of what everybody's telling you. And so you have to kind of really be passionate about what you're doing, and you have to just really just believe in it. And I think nowadays, stuff like YouTube and stuff like that, there's no reason why you can't kind of practice doing your stuff and maybe submitting it online, maybe getting people's feedback and stuff, maybe just to your friends on Facebook or something, just make a little private video for your friends to see, get feedback that way and to kind of improve and kind of get an audience to some regard if you can't do the shows that you want to do and get paid to do it.
I agree. Yeah. If I don't know if it's a lady or a man, but the person who's written it, if they love doing it, you've just got to keep doing it. You might ever have anything to show for it, but you just like doing it. If I'm not being a prat at home, I get really down. I need to be a prat at home. So this person with singing, as you say, you can do stuff. You can put stuff on YouTube. People will get into it. You know, that's how loads of people get discovered and stuff. And I think the difficulty when you've got a job which you really don't like, it's hard once you've actually, because that's a lot harder than doing a job you do like. So when you finish your shift, all you want to do is just relax for a bit, because you've worked so hard just showing, pretending that you're having a good time at work. Yeah, I'm really happy, boss. Yeah. Oh, you know what I fancy doing? I'm going to fancy going and singing for 4 hours. So I just think you just got to... You've got to keep going. If you think the job's doing your head in, maybe take a cut in money, do a job that's a bit easier, gives you a bit more energy, maybe a bit more free time, and just keep singing, and keep singing everywhere. Mm. Like, go into open mic nights, talk to people. I ended up being a wedding singer for like maybe 3 years. Yeah, I was a singer. I was a choir boy. Always wanted to sing, and I love singing. I genuinely love singing. That's why I've always got music in my shows. But I ended up as a barman in London when I first moved to London. A guy called Steve Large, playing keys. He plays with all sorts of people now. He's like world-class keyboard player, but he used to come in and play on a Monday. And when two of the singers weren't available, do you fancy coming and singing at a wedding? I was that's me. So I just think you just got to keep doing it. Keep doing it and think outside the box. And then my most important thing I say is be really critical of yourself and go, okay, try, you know, be tough on yourself. Be tough on yourself. Once you've recorded something, how can I do it better next time? You know,
I think one of the things that I've found with with doing comedy and whatnot is, when I started out doing this, I think I kind of, like, you have to make sacrifices, you know. There were other jobs I could have got that would have paid me more money and whatnot. It would have been certainly more secure and stuff. But I was like, I'm getting into a field that is going to give me new opportunities that you can't buy, that I could work in a bank earning money and still not be able to buy these opportunities. Do you know what I mean? They're going to be priceless things. But I set it up in my life that I was like, I'm going to... enjoy these experiences because they're going to be more valuable than anything else. But I think over time, like, some of those you start to take for granted as well, the benefit. Like, what I mean is, even this person who's singing even at a wedding, she at first she might have been really impressed with doing that, you know, but after a while you become greedy for more, know what I mean? You want the next thing, and that's when it starts becoming more difficult to keep going, because you're like, I'm done with this job, I want to do something else now.
It's that impatient kind of mentality, I guess. Like, it happens in all kind of industries. I know it happened to me with comedy. I mean, within my first year of comedy, I was like, where's my TV show? Look, could barely do like 5 minutes of stand up. I was like, someone needs to be knocking on my door. Like,
it's on YouTube now. In case you wanted to know, we could do with the views. I understand what you mean.
You definitely get impatient, but that's just your passion, and you're just really passionate, and you just want to really get somewhere. But I guess, as Johnny said, you have to kind of appreciate the kind of whole journey of it, and the stuff that you kind of learn along the way, because there's certain stuff that opportunities that I've had myself, and I've had with you as well, Johnny, that I know that I've been able to go through because of certain things that's happened to me in the past that I did, and I didn't think it was worth anything. And so it was like, so everything is vital. You never know when it might come back to help you out.
Yeah.
Be a happy old person.
Oh.
Be a happy old person. Do some good stuff, and just be, no matter what, you know, if I'm skint when I'm older, I'll be like, well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Do you know what? That's actually the same thing that motivates, like, there are times that everyone questions things after a while. The longer you go in things, you have to. But I'm all about basically memories, things to tell the grandkids. That's all I'm about, basically. You know what I mean? And you can't tell them about, your dad used to earn 60 grand here. You know what I mean? Like, you sound like a bellend, mate. You know what I mean? Like, well done. But, but if you start going out with... You know, but if you start going, oh yeah, what, when I was doing my TV show, I was awesome. You still sound like a bellend, but it's better, isn't it? There's photos of that.
There's proof.
Those are our problems. So we're saying to this person, just got to keep going, eh? Got to keep going.
Keep it going, man.
Keep going. If you love it, keep going. Or if you don't like it, have a little stop for a while.
Absolutely. You're in control. You can do that. Right, we've had some in our A&E section coming in here as well.
Oh.
Right, so, Londoner outside issue.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi.
Please help me, I beg you. My girlfriend is really into outdoor sex. Oh, okay. George Michael
can
going
I just
on
say
there.
Now, my niece and nephew are listening, so time to turn it off.
Not
time
anymore,
to
man.
Turn off the radio. It's time to enjoy something else. Carry on.
Just turn it down. check what one of the other channels is saying for about 5 minutes and we'll be back clean.
It's like, oh, see babies. What did you say?
She loved it so much. Yeah, turn it off.
Okay, definitely. Mum, turn off the internet. Turn it off now.
Turn it off.
Yasmin, Max, go.
Just put it out the wall.
Put it off. Turn it off.
Right, we're going to have to...
Okay, that's enough.
That's the warning, right. She loves it so much, so never wants to have it indoors. I've been dragged outside to have... it in a phone box. Field, park, car wash.
Wow.
Bench, every sort of public transport, abattoir.
Damn!
Abattoir?
Damn!
And cave. I really feel the cold... I really feel the cold and find it tricky to get excited when I have goosebumps. Or the... or the extreme paranoia of being caught, which is every time I do it, really. She's also not that quiet when she's excited, which makes it even more nervous. She tells me off when I'm not ready to trot at a moment's notice. What should I do about this? Mark in West Ham.
Ooh. Big boy issues.
It is. Yeah. I told you, Spence, we get all sorts, yeah. Mate, to be fair. It's not all, what's the best way to break up with someone?
Is that how you stay with someone, yeah, when they're at the abattoir? Yeah, yeah.
When they're an outside nympho, so, yeah. You know.
It's a shame I'm not single.
Yeah. Go and watch.
Yeah, yeah.
No, definitely. It's a tricky one, to be fair. This one, Mark. Feel for you, mate. Do you know what? We have had like loads of different problems and stuff come on, and there are people with some peculiar peccadillos. Definitely, like that one who was eating a raw steak in a mirror. Yeah, you don't need to read the rest of that story. That's enough, isn't it? That's it. That's the highlight of it.
That was the best email.
it's a tough one. You know what? As George Michael said, let's go outside and all of that. Mm. But shouldn't have to be every time, should it? Especially in the cold.
Yeah, that's a summer activity. That's a summertime activity. That you can't be doing that in these times.
I think the main thing is Mark being, again, honest. We always go for the honest thing. And just, she should be trying to help you out as well. Mm. And if you start going, do you know what I'm really into? Indoor missionary.
Oh, yeah. Really comfy sheets.
You could get someone like a really good artist, painter, to decorate the inside of your house like it's the outside. So you could have like an abattoir.
Oh, there you go.
Cover the walls in blood, you know. have a bit of that there. Maybe some background noise of just people chatting, like canteen noise.
Nice.
Background atmosphere. Yeah.
lift chatter going on.
yeah.
On loop, yeah. And it's the same problems all the time. Yeah. Every 20 minutes. And Mavis wouldn't come round. Yeah. Oh, they're going to catch us soon.
Yeah. Order loads of stuff online so you know it's going to be delivered so you get caught. It's about getting caught in it, really, for her.
Yeah, the danger, yeah.
It's the danger, yeah.
I think that would scare me personally, the whole thing of getting caught, I think. Definitely would. I could see why he's having difficulty trying to stay in the moment as much as she is, because he's just in fear of either someone seeing them, catching them, and she's particularly loud as well.
And I suppose as well, like, it means it's going to affect all of your life, because like, come on, we're going to the garden centre. Why?
Is it because we plants. Need to
yeah. Yeah, 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 because I don't know. I don't know what do you want from me?
Yeah. Couldn't go to IKEA, could you?
No.
The bed section.
No, I got my own.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Do you know what, Mark? Overall, I think we're saying just got to be honest and maybe say, oh, well, I'm preferring some kind of more normal settings that you would like. And then if she's going to be realistic, she has to kind of give in to some of your...
Yeah, you've got to assert some authority there, Mark. You've got to let her know. I was like, all right, we've done a couple of times outside. How about we try the living room?
with the windows open.
Compromise.
Yeah. Compromising,
like
exactly.
Like that, and that's what relationships are about.
They are.
Absolutely.
I love the way he's like, there you are.
Every day.
Too much. No, nice one, Mark. Cheers for that. Last one we've got here. Help, please.
Oh.
Holler, Jaybird and iDog. Never heard that before. That's good.
I'll take it.
One.
I'll take it.
I've met a stunning girl, and we've been out on town for a few smashing dates. She's incredible. The problem is that when we first met, she seemed to think my name was Sherman.
Whoa, how did you get stuck into that?
Yeah. And kept calling me that. Hmm. I corrected her a couple of times, but she kept doing it. We've sealed the bedroom deal, and that's all great, but it's getting on my nerves that she keeps calling me Sherman. I've asked her why, and she says she finds it really sexy and thinks it suits me more. My name is Chris.
That's amazing.
And I've always quite liked it.
Yeah.
What should I do?
Nice one, Chris.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to call you Chris.
Sounds like the title of a book, doesn't it? You know, he says his dramas. My name is Chris.
Sherman. is that sexy?
The Shermanator. Maybe. Oh, yeah, maybe.
What's that?
From American Pie. Do you remember that? Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, let us know what you look like, Chris.
Start calling her Neil.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Or Barry. Yeah. Oh, Barry, let's go at it then, shall we? That is a tricky one, because if there is ever a mention of someone else's name, when you're with someone, don't have to be doing even rude stuff, just like, you know, it makes you feel kind of like you're at odds with that person, because sometimes it's like, well, is your ex-boyfriend called Sherman? Yeah. You know what I mean? And you can start getting some...
Well, a little detached as well, because it's not your name as well.
Very true, I know, actually. Yeah.
I bet he doesn't even, like, respond to half the time she calls him.
Sherman! Sherman! Shaz! Ben Sherman. Oh, there's a little cheap one there. Didn't really get a laugh for that Ben Sherman joke, but there you go. Nice one. So what do we think on this one? What should Chris do?
Get a mask printed up off Sherman from American Pie.
Yeah.
Wear it every time she says it.
Yeah.
That'll stop her.
That'll teach her as well. Just, yeah, this'll learn you, love.
Or encourage her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for thinking of me.
I don't think she finds it really sexy. I don't think that the name Sherman is sexy anyway, but who are we to judge after all? But in general, when someone says that... The thing is, like, people in relationships have pet names for each other. That is one thing that I would say, you know what I mean? But... It's usually not another person's name. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's when it starts to become a bit weird.
And it sounds like she's never called him Chris. Yeah.
I called my girlfriend Ruth Bobby Kindle for a while, because she just got her first Kindle, and she was always on it. I went, all right, Bobby Kindle. And then that lasted about 4 days before I got, you know, before she said, no, this is stopping now.
Nice. Maybe that's what Chris needs to do, but it's fun now.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is stopping now.
It has to be made clear that if it continues, the relationship's over, basically, and that's what that was. I think that might be the right advice, actually, to just do. Or call her Bobby Kindle, see what happens. It'll come to an end one way or another, Chris. We certainly empathise with your feeling a little bit put out by this, Chris, and we think it's time to be honest and say that you've really got to call it a day, otherwise I'm calling it a day.
Bang!
So, that's the explosive advice that we've just laid out. We've sorted out four problems, solid gold today. Absolutely, that's what you have to do, people. Fantastic. And may I just absolutely give a round of applause to Spencer Jones today.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, man.
Some gold there.
We've set an absolute precedent here for like our awesome advice levels, and you've just managed to walk in and just hit it straight away.
Just like that. Wasn't even phased, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take this one, Ned.
Yeah. I've been around the block. I've made some terrible mistakes. I'm your guy.
Awesome. Spencer, how can everyone follow you and be aware of things?
I reckon Twitter. Is Twitter's still good, all right, isn't it?
Yep.
Twitter, Spendles. S-P-E-N-D-A-L-S. That's what my girlfriend calls me. That's her pet name for me. Spendles.
Oh, that's
Spendles.
All right to stick, yeah. Is it? Yeah, but I bet her Twitter handle's not Bobby Kindle, is it?
I'm on there. Or I'm Spencer Jones Comedy, or my website will be up soon. But yeah, I'm about. Yeah, have a look. Just Google it.
Yeah, fantastic. Also, man, don't forget you guys can check Spencer at Soho Theatre as well from the 8th of March and sporadic dates all the way to the 16th.
Nice one.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. It has been an absolute pleasure to have you in today, Spencer.
That's lovely. Thank you for coming, for having me in, and yeah, I think you guys are great.
Nice, we'll take that, absolutely.
Although I'm not happy about the picture of me and you.
Is it a bad one?
Oh, you look great, but I look like the, I don't know, I look like the guy who delivers the crisps as it has come in.
Anyone for salt vinegar?
Yeah, the sandwich
I've had
man.
Too many. Yeah, the one who eats all the off, the ones that are off.
Nice, spectacular. Another round of applause, Spencer Jones. Sensational. Right, so Inel, we're firing into our next track.
Indeed, we've got a bit of Roots Maneuver as well. He's got an album out, and that's pretty new, and I'm really liking some of the tracks on there. One of them is called Don't Breathe Out, and here it is.
OD gets deep on something, it's awful, it's thoughtful, it's pain on the buttonness. Full of that self-discovery, can't discover me, God alone governs me. I know they don't like the word, but I shall observe and I shall do service. Here in the pulpit, the dub po-po, oons and knows it, the twitch is low. Get to the blacks, get to the facts, the poor don't relax, the poor do funk, it's so clack. Twist and adapt, turn to Jesus black, cause we believe it's that way. Full of that, know me, spirit can't control me, spirit can't console me, spirit get to know me, spirit get to grow me, spirit now. For who and the wherefore, the stab and the tearful, being tearful, ever so careful, full of the feeling, revealed in the latest hot heat. The cleavage knockout, knocking it out, you know. Hide the salami, jumping it out, no dough, keep flopping it out, keep thinking of a master plan. Do for must, and sure I can. Shall expand with the brand of the anti brand, that nobody likes us, the true survivors, rolling in spite of. Being the most misunderstood, plan the good, bad and ugly. We keep it cuddly, stay in the tugby, pulling the rugby, cannot mug me, can't outplug me. Forgiven in a thank you, Lord. Never too late to thank you, Lord. Full force in a blanket for. Hold a dream and be some more. Can't escape universal law. First in line for the cause and call. Bound to make one more tour. Lose to win and take the fall. Keep a hold of the golden breath. Fear for nothing in life or death. Seen the scene of the pearly gates. New black Jesus, we can't wait. Kiss myself and kiss the ground. Feeling most uplifted now. Me and my God lead a pureness love. Known to be about what pureness does.
Was Roots Maneuver with Don't Breathe Out. You're listening to Johnny and Inel. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Oh,
And we just and the miraculous Spencer Jones has left the building.
Yeah, he's brilliant, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Do check out his show, guys. Genuinely, he's absolutely hilarious, man. So
exactly. One of my favourite comedians of all time.
Definitely, definitely. Sitting across from your favourite, aren't you?
Yeah.
What the? Huh? Just saying that. Oh, your other favourite one is over here, isn't he?
Is
this
he?
Guy.
Is he? What?
So we just. Let's get onto the other section then, shall we? No, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, fine. Yeah. Gave you an opportunity to give me a compliment, but you didn't take it.
I'm out of friend zone now. So. I'm getting big for me boots.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but there you go. Do you know, before we crack on with our blast from the bar section...
Before you crack on with that, Paul Clark's got back to me.
Oh, dear.
He said, four extra incentives... She looks at for an extra incentive. Sorry, she looks a little like Xena Warrior Princess.
Wow!
I don't know if he means muscles, because that's that does scare me a little.
She's decent, Xena Warrior Princess. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was ripped.
Yeah,
shredded.
If I lived in those times, I definitely would be interested.
You'd have to be Hercules, otherwise she'll do you over.
Yeah, yeah. I'd need a horse. I need a horse. And good sword play, definitely.
Definitely
so,
an avatar.
Yeah. So. Weren't a big deal outside at that point. No. Right, so we've also had some emails. Yeah, these come in a little touch ago, actually. But we were so busy, we've got around to them now.
Such a busy show. These shows are so crowded.
They're jam-packed. And, I mean, once again, this... Spoilers on screen, Darby's just looking like it's not going to be able to be done. I mean, we've got 25 minutes left.
You guys have got to demand us. If you really want us to be talking about Making a Murder, we might have to shift it forward.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have to ditch something else.
Yeah.
So, email, state of that. Afternoon, lads. Awesome. My girlfriend has just come home from a trip up west to the hairdressers. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, her barnet looks like a right steak.
I'll be honest.
It's sort of a hybrid of a permed mullet. I can't believe she's asked for that.
Oh, no.
She came home and asked me what I thought, and I made the mistake of speaking without thinking first.
Oh, no.
I asked if she kept her receipt.
Oh, no.
She went off on one with me, and I've had to leave the house.
Oh, no.
I'm hoping she's cracked open a Lambrini and has hopefully calmed down.
Oh.
I'm in a boozer now, 2 pints down, and listening to you on my headphones.
Someone's in a dog ass.
I know I should probably go back in a bit, but I need a strategy. Would it be intensive to try and make light of it and pop into a joke shop and take a wig home? I don't think I can do the nasty with her with her hair looking like that. Jack and tooting.
Oh,
love that, Jack.
Awesome,
love that one.
Jack. Oh, mate.
Absolute dog ass.
You're going to have to let all the laughs out now before you go back, mate. You can't be going fat thinking like that.
Yeah, the thing is, he's getting lagged up in the pub. He's going to come back even more confident, going, "What? I was just telling the truth." You're going to be in the shed.
I could have said.
Going to be in the shed, mate.
You definitely have to, because I didn't realise until like having girlfriends how difficult it is for girls to find the right hairdressers. I didn't know girls like move about to hairdressers so much. Like with me, I've had like 2, maybe 3 barbers in my entire life. That's it. Whereas girls, they've been to different barbershops, they don't like the way that person cuts it, or that person cuts it too short, so they get that person to do it, and then they get that person to wash it, and then they get that person to colour it. It's because they chop and change all the time because they're not happy. And so, yeah, you got to be careful with your feedback on it, even if you don't like it.
Yeah, no, I have noticed that. Like, you know, girls can be so... I wouldn't necessarily say defensive, but it means so much to them, their haircuts. Do you know what I mean? Like me, I don't change it. It's the same every time. So don't care about your feedback. Them, it's a big, what do you think? You know, and you just can't.
Especially if they ask you, yeah.
Oh, just say, yeah, decent. Decent.
Decent.
That should have been your first thing.
Decent.
Jack, decent. Yeah, and then take yourself down to the pub so you can laugh. Maybe come back a bit more lagged up and then be a little bit more honest. But you start with a decent and work backwards. Don't ever start with and work upwards, no.
No.
You've got it all wrong, Jack.
Yeah, wrong way round, mate. You're going to have to get yourself some flowers before the shop shuts.
Yeah.
You've got 20 minutes.
Go in with the flowers, definitely.
20 minutes, mate.
Don't keep up the bravado. It won't work. Rubber chicken. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Some people have teddies to cuddle up in bed with. Not my girlfriend. She has a rubber chicken with a squeaker.
Oh, no.
I've asked her why she has this toy in bed with her. She says his name is Ronald and her best friend growing up. They go everywhere together. And they do. I've seen him in her bag when we go out. Just thought you guys would be interested to hear that, Simon.
That's wrong.
I was interested to hear that, Simon, yeah.
Do you know, I've seen a few YouTube videos where people use the squeaky chicken, like in military situations, to make sure to see how well-trained they are by them not laughing. So what they do, they move the squeaky chicken right close to their face. Then they go... And then, like, most people would laugh at, like, having to stand really still, rigid, and straight, and then having a little rubber chicken squeaking in their face. Most people would laugh, but their test of thing is what they do. They'll film entire like regiments and they'll squeeze it, and everyone's like straight and to show how kind of militant they can be. Maybe she got it for that reason.
Yeah,
she wants to know.
Demonstrate her discipline.
Yeah,
yeah.
But otherwise, that is just crazy having it in the bed, though.
Oh, I reckon so. Absolutely. Yeah, leave it alone. It's not cuddly. Right, so we're on to our blast from the past section. Bang. Yeah, this is a good one. We've got a couple of good tunes on this one anyway, so here we go. So the buzzword this week is fighting. If you have got any emails about fighting in whatever thing, what that means to you, send it in. We'll try and get through it in the next 20 minutes. But fighting, this means to me, essentially, quite literally, fighting. I remember when I was in school, like primary school, and because like I grew up in Essex, we were born in London or whatever, and so when we came to Essex, for some reason, because you're from London, you were just considered a bit harder than the other kids. Probably it was probably true, to be honest, because we didn't mind having a scrap, like just something that happened. And I remember having a fight with this kid who, and it just came out of nowhere. I thought me and him got on all right, but we basically had both gone to the toilet at the same time before class.
Yeah.
He was in there, started giving it the large one, and I'm like, come on in, let's have a fight then. And basically we ended up having a fight. And he's a big kid, he was bigger than me, but I was swinging punches, he was swinging punches, you know. And, like, I mean, he didn't really particularly hurt me, like, you know, like, in tears or whatever. But what he did do, with one of his punches, he caught me in the stomach and winded me. And I got winded to the point where I was like... I was like, I couldn't even breathe. And I'm still swinging punches. Like, but I'm winded. I'm like, I'm struggling to breathe, just swinging haymakers at this kid, right? Eventually, like, we stop fighting and you stop or whatever. And he's like, he's chatting off, still getting a big one. Yeah, you want some of that or whatever. And I'm like, giving some, you know, some big boy banter back as well. I'm like, you don't want any of this, leave him, mate. Because I couldn't actually breathe out of my nose at that point. I was like so winded, and trying to give some like big boy speech when you're actually winded doesn't really work. You can't breathe and you're still giving it the big one, like, next time I'm gonna knock you out. I could take much more of that, don't worry about it. I'm going to punch you in the face if you give me one more. I'm absolutely going to... Yeah, don't even... Your mum. Don't even do that. I'll see you at lunch, though.
Just, you sound like you're wheezing, bro.
Yeah. I mean, he's looking at me like, you can barely get it together. You look like you're an asthma attack. That was a fight in school, which I thought... It was quite funny. Like, because you look back on stuff like I can't say I'm a fighter. Quite the opposite. If I was to describe myself as anything, Johnny, not a fighter. But I do have time for fights that are just funny and no one really gets particularly hurt. And when I was at uni, there was another one of these. My mate got involved in it. And to be honest, we were very drunk on a night, on our Christmas party night, on our course. And we went out, and there was another guy off at a course or something. I don't know what he was, but everyone was really boozed up because it was Christmas parties. And we were walking back home, and these two started rowing about innocuous drunk people stuff. And basically, they started negotiating whether on the street whether they were going to have a fight or not. And they were like, oh, you don't want it with me, mate. Oh, I'll knock you out. Like, two of these guys could barely stand up straight. And then after negotiating, they eventually start swinging at each other, right? And they're so drunk, right, that they're not... You know, it's like... in Matrix slow motion stuff where these fists are kind of swaying and people are dodging these fists but not even meaning to. They're just swaying and it's looking like a slow version of the Matrix. And eventually, like, you've got this scene where they bumble out into the road and one of the greatest images I've ever seen in my life was of my mate ripping his shirt open and going, "Rah!" roaring into the night sky like it just channeled like caveman or something. It was just ridiculous, but white buttons going all over the street. And I mean, and you know, as I say, no one really got hurt or anything, but that's the kind of things that I do laugh at.
The Ben Sherman shirt.
Exactly, that's the only thing that got hurt. Now, the song that makes me think of is actually TQ Westside. What a tune. I'm excited to play this one, but it made me think of it because he's talking about a little bit of a fight at some point in the middle of it, and he's like, yeah, push him up against the wall until your knuckles bleed. Ooh. So here it comes. This is TQ Westside. Here we go.
This is going out to the whole wide west side. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Break it down for me. Steady mobbing, rock, rock on. I was just a young boy living in the hub city. Eastside Compton. Back in the days when Ice Cube and Easy had everybody yelling out, "Boy, you can't with me." Whipping my iced tea. Too short, bumped in every super's boat and told us all how to ride for the West Coast. Baby, where you at? Throw your gloves in the air and wave them like you just don't care. From LA to the Bay, what you say? All day, every day, any damn day. Take a look around, we got the whole world locked down. No, don't stop, it won't stop, can't stop, the ride or die. That's why I put it down for the West Side. At the liquor store.
Oh no.
Mama started tripping, so it's time to go. Mob to the park with the locusts. Everybody broke, so it's roaches. DJ Quick was the lick, and everybody trying to be from the CPT. Y'all remember? One time tried to clown. We had to burn the whole thing down. One time for my homies in incarceration. I blaze a dime with you, but having lots of patience. Some Westside love for all you ghetto children. Three times for my homies that done passed away. And pray for better days. One day everything's gonna be fine. But until that day, my only reply is Westside till I die. Where you at? Throw your gloves in the air and wave them like you just don't care. From LA to the Bay, what you say? All day, every day. And mob cars, Dayton's and Fox. All the true hogs is hitting switches with all the finest bitches. Across the pond is chickens, don't get it twisted. Ask me what's a real G. Show me your grappling back against the wall until his knuckles bleed. Screaming death to all our enemies. And those who don't believe, West Coast living be the best to me. One time for my homies in incarceration. Yeah, I blaze a dime with you for having lots of patience.
Tupac Shakur.
Tupac Shakur.
Rest in peace, homies. That was TQ with West Side. You're listening to Johnny and Inel. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, Johnny and Inel. And we've only got 12 minutes left of the show.
We have, but we're in blasting the past. The buzzword is fighting. Talk to me, Inel.
Whoop, whoop. Well, fighting straight away made me think about time in school where it would always be like a lunchtime or a break time and all of a sudden you'd hear... fight! And then you just see everyone just sprinting in a certain direction. You'd stop whatever you're doing. If you're playing a football match, playing some rounders, just chilling out in the playground, you stop what you're doing and you run in that direction to watch it. And everyone would just form a circle. And most of the time it was a rubbish fight. By the time the audience got there, like, it would be over. But most of the time you get there, you just form a circle. Everyone's like, aah! Everyone's getting you hyped up. Adrenaline is like rushing through everyone. And then the teachers would also just come in and just break it up. And it would be always an anticlimax.
But there'd always be those 3 seconds when you make that shield round the fight where you just go, hold the line! Hold the line! Like you're on strike. Don't let them break it.
But you'd always get a couple of snitches that would tell the dinner ladies or the one of the teachers, like, they're fighting, they're fighting. Snitch. You're ruining everybody's fun.
Snitches get stitches.
Fight.
Yeah, that was a new one.
But it was always fun in school when it was a fight because they never used to last long. They never used to last. It'd be like one or two punches. That was it. I wouldn't even call it a fight. One guy punched me. I went to go punch him, and then the teacher broke it up before I could reach him. And that was it. That was it. He literally got one little cheeky little sucker punch.
Little jabbing.
We're even ready. I didn't even know we were fighting. All of a sudden, it was just like pow to the face. I was like, what? Okay. Now stop it there. What? No, stop it now. It's my turn. I'm supposed to hit him next.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
This isn't a fight. It's an attack right now.
Yes. And then you always get people coming up to you afterwards. You right? You right? Yeah, I'm cool. But the more they say, "Are you all right?" the worse you are, the more emotional you start getting. Are you right? You right? Yeah, no, I'm fine. Are you right though? You right? Yeah. Are you cool? Yeah. Are you crying? No, no. Why are you crying for? I'm not crying. Why are you crying? I'm not crying. Just leave me alone. not crying because of that. Why are you crying for it? They would make you cry just through the words, you know.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Through the words, just like
you're crying.
But like you, I always think of like uni and stuff like that. I always remember one particular time, me and my friends. My friend Steve, he was so stingy. It like we used to go to this uni rave, and it was £4 to get in. That was it. He would never pay. He's like, I'm not paying. He's like, I'll pay my fees. I'm not paying. He would always climb through the toilet windows. I'd have to go in and then go to the boys' toilets, crack open a window, and it'd be a tiny window he has to split through. And he's squeezing himself in from the outside to get into the toilet. And he has to go in head first because the window's high. So he has to go in head first, and he's literally dangling down. His shirt is getting caught and everything. And he did this every week. Just because he didn't want to pay £4 to get in. But it was one of those cheesy uni raves. And it was one particular time, one girl was actually dancing with me because I wasn't great at it.
So he was coming in through a window like a cat flap?
Yeah.
A skank flap?
Yeah,
definitely. Nice, okay.
No, but one girl was like dancing with me like for the duration of the night. And I was like, oh, right. She didn't kiss me or anything like that. We just had a good dance. I was like, oh, that's nice. And then we was outside after the uni thing. Everybody gets like spilled out into the streets. I'm just talking to my friends. We're all just getting ready to go. And she comes up to me and she tells me her name and stuff. It's like, oh, yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I'm good, I'm good. And she's, I think it must have been a boyfriend or really close friend. He sees her talking to me and he comes over to me and he's like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, well, we're just talking. Like, what are you doing though? And he pushes me. And I was like, whoa, whoa, what? We going to start fighting? I don't even know what's going on. And literally, I will always remember this. My friend was right next to me. You know him. I won't say his name over there. But he swung and he hit the guy and the guy's friend in one punch. And he knocked them both onto the floor. And literally, a whole fight just started. Everyone just started rumbling in. Everyone started jumping. Was kicking and punching and stuff. I was like, get off here, get off here.
babe.
and literally the guy was had to limp off and stuff. And I remember seeing him the next week at uni, and he looked scared. He just looked scared of me. I was like, I didn't do anything. You pushed me. But like, my friends jumped in. And now, I was like, yeah, that's what you get.
And now he knows that you have people that you can call upon who can punch two people at once.
I've got backup, you know. My man can use one punch and take you out, yeah? Tiger fist, yeah? So that always makes me, it reminds me of the tune Street Fighter Rhythm by D-Double E.
Oh my gosh. It's D-Double. O-Type Swerve on production. It's street fighting time.
Round one, fight!
If it's me, you're mad at. You get a scar on your chest like Saka. She fighting, that's what I'm bad at. My thing working
perfect.
I come through in the beat up on dog. Give man a hundred slaps like Yonder. Give her the mic and let me ride it with them, cause I spit the fire just like now them. I'm a Liverpool invader, climbing to the top just like Vega. You be me, nobody can save ya. On the mic, I'm way too major. Cause I'm shocking MCs like Blanca. I got money in the bank, I'm a banker. You ain't got money in your bank, you're a wanker. I'm quick with the hooks like Bull Rock. Get the raver jumping like a bullfrog. And I've been doing it for more than a while. In the game, I'm a soldier like Gaio. So, cause you're big like Zangy. Don't think you could ever try Big Man Green. You don't wanna get into no Big Man B. I'm here if you wanna live a cool. I'm that Dyson. Sucking up MCs like a Dyson. You can spit bars if you wanna come a Dyson. You can spit bars, give it your best try, son. Bust to the end like M. Bison. In a war, start waving goodbye, son. Lyrical levels are too high, son. No word of a little lie, son.
I'm perfect.
Like she fight a fall with your critical man. The street fight a fall. Man, let me step in at the gates of the wall. Straight to your jaw. Think it's a game like she fight a fall. Would you fit the cool man? The street fight a fall. Man, let me step in at the gates of the wall. Straight to your jaw. When my CD hits the shelf, bet you any money, no one's gonna buy you. I'm a Liverpool black belt like Ryu. I'm the original like Bruce Lee. You're just an imitation like Fei Long. I come out to crew all day long. One by one, when it stays on. Show me the money, yeah, pay me the wall. Cause I want a big belly like Rufus. If I don't get that, I'm going on ruthless. Hurricane kick will leave a man toothless. Try what you want, your combos are useless. I'm a weak consumer. Get my eyeballs red like a Kuma. Everybody's waiting, it could have been sooner. D-double-E-P, it's not a rumor. Like she fight a fall with your critical man. The street fight a fall. Man, let me step in at the gates of the wall. Straight to your jaw. Think it's a game like she fight a fall. Would you fit the cool man? The street fight a fall. Man, I've been stepping at the gates of the wall. Straight to your jaw. In the final fight, I'm the guy. Everyone wants to be my Cody. Cause you know you won't be able to get a perfect or get close. Let me give him a Liverpool dose. Just like chicken pure man get rose. As soon as I bust my silver. Old school G, just like Gookin. Hit him with the R, you can, hit a you can. Match my level, let's see if you can. Beat this, let's see if you can. You be the judge, you be the jury. Look into my eyes, see the fury. You be pissed, like a Murray. Sick in the head, nobody can cure me. Like she fight a fall, with your critical man. The street fight a fall. Man, let me step in at the gates of the wall. Straight to your jaw. Think it's a game like she fight a fall. Would you fit the cool man? The street fight a fall. Man, I've been stepping at the gates of the wall.
Tiger.
Straight to your jaw.
Sonic boom.
Bloco.
Sonic boom.
Oh yeah. That was Street Fighter Rhythm D-double-E.
Street Fighter Rhythm.
Absolutely. In case you didn't know, you're listening to Johnny and Arnell. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Nice one for that, Arnell.
Thank
good
you
stuff.
Very much.
We have a few minutes left, so a couple of emails. Fighting, which Whoa. Was our buzzword this week.
That came out strong.
I have only been in one fight in my life. I was with the school bully.
Ooh.
It was with the school bully. He was some monster of a boy.
No.
Jimmy was his name. He decided to pick me out during lunch. What he didn't count on was me being a slim, quick, short lad that had three older brothers
yeah,
and cousins who used to pick on me every chance they got. I slipped through his arms and with one... and with one genital tap of the giant jewels, he went down like a sack of spuds.
Oh.
From then on, I was known as Ollie the Giant Slayer.
Hey, hey.
Didn't last long, though. I was back to that weird Oliver kid. Oliver, friend of the show.
Hey, hey.
Yes, Oliver. You are not weird Oliver kid. You're friend of the show.
There
so
we go. Went for the weak spot. That's
yeah.
what you got to do. That's what all video games teach you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Go for the genital tap that you've got... the
always
patent
target
to.
The vulnerable section.
Nice one for that, Oliver. Decent. Bad date. I went out on a date last night and I think I'm done with dating forever.
Oh no.
I met a man online and he seemed normal. We went on dates, and I felt ready to take it to the next level.
Good on you,
and go to his house last night for dinner. The dinner was okay. If you consider a T-bone steak and nothing else to be a good date meal.
All right.
After we'd had dinner, he said we should go to the living room and relax. I thought he meant some wine and kissing on the sofa.
Nice.
He meant line dancing. Oh. His line dancer name is Don the Cowboy. I didn't want to call him that, but I did. I've never done this before and never wanted to, but I had to. For 2 hours. The man didn't stop. I felt exhausted, and the last thing I wanted to do was get jiggy. Line dancing is hard work. Oh, when we finally finished, he brought out his photo albums of him line dancing. There was 5 of them.
Oh, no.
I fell asleep on the sofa, woke up at 5 a.m. and crept out the house. I'm done with dating, Sandra.
Oh, Sandra.
Oh, I feel for you, Sandra. That's a bad one.
Is this the same Sandra that emailed in about a terrible date? Like, it was about a couple of months ago, but you had like a crazy date as well, Sandra.
It may well be.
If it's the same one, then girl.
You're done with dating. Just take some time out, rebuild. But yeah, no, it is a tough one. You know, line dancing. Who brings that out to the party?
Yeah.
Really does.
What's the matter with him?
Absolutely, Sandra. But thanks for tuning in. This is the end of the show.
Already?
Yeah. Thanks to everyone who's got in touch today. Thanks to the magnificent Spencer Jones for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good one. I've enjoyed it. I've laughed a lot.
Yeah.
Apart from that, guys, you can catch me on Twitter, at Johnny I. Cochran.
You can catch me at Inel, I-N-E-L.
And you can catch us at Johnny and Inel on Twitter. We're going to be back here next Thursday at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys stay tuned and locked in then.
Apart from that, take care of yourselves and have a great week. See you next time.
Take care. Bye.